Today's reading is from John chapter 1. In John chapter 1, John starts out by alluding back to Genesis 1:1, where he says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Here in John 1:1, he tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was in the beginning with God. John is telling us that the Lord Jesus Christ, the second person of the Trinity, was in the beginning, and he has been always. And we find that in him is life and light, and this light shines in the darkness. And then we see the witness of John the Baptist, who came bearing the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paved the way for the Lord Jesus Christ to come. And we find that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's an allusion back to Exodus 34, where it speaks of Yahweh being full of grace and truth. It's a refrain that goes throughout the entire Old Testament. Again, in John chapter 1, we find in verse 35 that we have the first disciples, of course, Peter, who he called Cephas. And of course, what we find here is this refrain that we see throughout the New Testament where Jesus says, "Follow me." And what we need to recognize is that's the same call even today. And that is a fully involved call. It's not just to say that you are a Christian, not just to say that you are a follower of Christ, but to live out being a follower of Christ. And that means living out his commands. That means living out love for the Lord and love for others. As you consider what is written in John chapter 1, I want to draw your attention to the last few verses where Nathanael came to him, and Nathanael, who had been under the fig tree, and the Lord Jesus said, "I saw you. Before Philip called you, I saw you under that fig tree." Nathanael realized at that point that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus said to him, "Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." Well, that's true for every Christian, that in our lives it can be mundane and difficult, but ultimately, every Christian will see greater things. We will dwell with the Lord Jesus Christ. The heavens will open up, and heaven and earth will come together, and we will dwell with him forever. So as we think about John chapter 1, think about the truths that we find here and meditate on those truths. They are true for us today, just as true as they were for those whom John wrote to in the first century. Let us read John chapter 1, verse 1 through John chapter 1, verse 51. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man having been sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens everyone. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, saying, 'This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me has been ahead of me, for he existed before me. For of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father. He has explained him.' And this is the witness of John. When the Jews sent to him priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and did not deny, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. Therefore they said to him, Who are you, so that we may give an answer to those who sent us? And what do you say about yourself? He said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said. Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, Why then are you baptizing, if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but among you stands one whom you do not know. This one is he who comes after me, of whom I am not worthy to untie the strap of his sandal. These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. On the next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me comes a man who has been ahead of me, for he existed before me. I did not know him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I have beheld the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he abided on him. And I did not know him. And he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, The one upon whom you see the Spirit descending and abiding on him, this is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God. On the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak and followed Jesus. And when Jesus turned and noticed them following, he said to them, What do you seek? And they said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which translated means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. When Jesus looked at him, he said, You are Simon the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. On the next day, he desired to go into Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, Follow me. Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said to him, Can any good thing come from Nazareth? And Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said about him, Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, From where do you know me? And Jesus answered and said to him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said to him, Because I said to you that I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.